The book Go Set a Watchman, scheduled for release at midnight tonight, is already the number one bestseller on Amazon. The previously unpublished novel, written by Harper Lee, is set decades after her beloved classic To Kill a Mockingbird, which occupies the number two spot on Amazon's bestseller list right now. Now, it's not that often that a book like Go Set a Watchman comes along, so how is the publishing world handling it? Publishers Weekly News Director Rachel Deal joins us from New York. Rachel, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, I mean, this is an absolutely unique novel, right? Harper Lee, a previously unknown book that's related to Kill a Mockingbird. What do you make of the way HarperCollins has handled the release of the novel so far?
Well, I mean, I think they've done a good job. And I think so often your goal is to try to drum up publicity. So when you're in the unusual situation of having a book that everybody's waiting for, that everybody's paying attention to, you're in the position then of sort of controlling the information and sort of trying to let it build as much as possible. And unlike some other things where we look at books that everybody's waiting for, if you take, say, you know, one of the final books or one of the later books in the Harry Potter series or, you know, some of the later books in other big YA franchises, you know, that's just a situation where everybody's kind of waiting. The fans are waiting to get their hands on the book. Uh-huh. And what you have here is a situation where there's a lot of news about this. I mean, there's a lot of different things circling about the book, whether it's the issue of did Harper Lee really want this book to come out? You know, what does this book, now that people know it's sort of a different version, an earlier draft of the original, you know, what does that mean? So there's really all this interesting newsworthy stuff surrounding this book.
Right. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Harry Potter, because I was wondering about exactly that. I mean, not to say that the two novels are the same at all, but I mean, for those later Harry Potter books, the books themselves were under lock and key and even like delivered with guards and things like that, because there was so much secrecy around them. We don't have that necessarily for Go Set a Watchman, but we do have a very, very controlled release, right? Because technically, right, only three news organizations have published any kind of review of the book, and they're not even supposed to have had the book yet, right?
Right. You know, embargoes are sort of what publishers use to try and prevent this kind of thing from happening. Usually you see them around nonfiction titles where there's a big bombshell or there are certain pieces of information, usually news type information that hasn't come out before. But, you know, in these cases, part of it is about making sure that this feeling of all the fans are getting it at once and everybody's waiting, that that isn't broken. And of course, the worst thing you'd want is the whole thing to leak and somebody to, you know, especially in this day and age, post it online somewhere. So, I mean, piracy is certainly an issue as well of letting something get out.
So, Rachel, the Wall Street Journal actually released the first chapter of Go Set a Watchman to the public on Friday. Was that a good strategy on HarperCollins' part?
You know, I think so. I think you have to look at, you know, one thing that's there. That's a bit of corporate synergy. You know, the Wall Street Journal, like HarperCollins, is owned by News Corp. So I think it's a great get for the Journal in terms of sending a lot of traffic there. There were some comments in the publishing industry that HarperCollins might have been better served by posting that content on their own website and getting people to go there and then trying to capture, hypothetically, email addresses of the people. I don't know if that's true. Publishers for a long time have been talking about the viability of selling direct to consumers. And on the one hand, there's no reason why that can't happen. On the other hand, it's very hard to make that happen because publishers aren't known as retailers. When people think of going to buy a book, they think of going to a bookstore, or they think of going to an online outlet. But they don't think, oh, I'll go to HarperCollins or, oh, I'll go to Random House to buy a book. I mean, I think, you know, the Wall Street Journal makes more sense, or other outlets. The Guardian ran the book in the UK. I think when you have something like this, it works well to do a first serial, which is basically what it was. And you know, we see first serials a lot with anticipated books, whether it be in a Vanity Fair or the New York Times Magazine or something like that. So
right. And so you've read that first chapter. I mean, before I let you go, what do you make of it?
You know, it's interesting. I think you get the sense that, you know, this is Harper Lee's voice. And I think you do get the sense that this is a unique voice and a wonderful voice. I mean, you know, it does kind of bring you back to reading To Kill a Mockingbird. What's interesting is you know, it's going to be tricky to sort of take this novel on its own and not sort of read it in the context of what we now know it is, which is the first version of a different book. In that respect, I think it's a fascinating literary artifact. I think it's something that's going to speak sort of in a very interesting way to the editorial process.
Rachel Diehl is news director at Publishers Weekly. She joined us from New York. Rachel, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Now, are you planning on reading Go Set a Watchman? Listener Mary Thomas Watts says no. She told us, quote, to read the book would make one complicit in the whole wretched matter because it's not even certain that Harper Lee wanted the book published.